1217. I'm Nancy Wolf. 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250. Broadcasting live down at the Francis Marion. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of listeners out there, so we want you to come down here and meet us. We're all here. Me, Dan Moon, Grace Fleming, Booby Nash, Jim Diamond, Joe Vega, Francis Brenner. These are people who have been broadcasting on WTMA for the last 60 years. We've got some wonderful photos of Charleston over the last 60 years or so. And these, of course, we have prizes we're giving away. We've got this wonderful birthday cake and all sorts of stuff to drink. And we're drawing names every hour. And this hour, to win one of these great radios, one that I must have, is J.R. Morillo. I believe that's Morillo, M-O-R-I-L-O. It's on Kent Avenue. So J.R. Morillo just won one of these collector's editions. It's a collector series radio, and J.R., you're going to love this thing. And if you don't, I will. Joining me now is Grace Fleming. Grace, thank you so much. You flew in just for today.
Well, I did. I flew into Columbia Saturday. I have two daughters live in Columbia, and the one brought me down today to enjoy all the celebration. And I've been looking forward to this, and I'm so glad I came.
Well, we are certainly happy to have you here. You flew in from Cincinnati, isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
Grace lives in Cincinnati, and she realizes that today is such an important day in Charleston's history that she flew all the way here to Charleston. And compliments of WTMA. Grace, you were on the air back in 1939.
That's right.
Tell us about your show.
Well, I had a 15-minute radio show. I had a piano player and a guitar player. And at that time, all the big band music was popular. And those were the songs that we sang and played for 15 minutes from 8 to 8:15 in the evening.
Every day? Every evening?
No, once a week. Mm-hmm. And the show was done here in the Francis Marion Hotel.
Really? That is wonderful. And you would sing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to belt one for us right now?
Oh, it's not too good without a little accompaniment.
I'll hum.
You'll hum? You're too young to even know the songs, I think, that we did.
Well, my mom and dad played all sorts of great songs around the house when I was growing up.
Good.
I wouldn't know one if you named it, but maybe if you started singing, I might recognize it.
Well, there was one that was very popular. I'll just do a couple of lines of it. You might know it. Goody, goody. You remember that?
I don't know.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels.
Goody, goody. That's right. Yeah, my mom used to sing
that. And now you know how it feels.
Goody, goody. Goody.
So those were the kind of songs.
Are you surprised that my mom would sing that
all
the time? Teresa Lures.
See?
Yeah. She's listening to us right now.
Good. Well, I wish she was here. She could sing along with me.
Well, she has a hard time getting around. Yeah. Put it right in there. It's for one of these great radios. What is your name?
Martin.
Get up at two. Can you get to the You can speak now.
My name is Marty Battelli.
Marty, thank you for coming over today.
Thank you. This is great. I've been listening to you for years. I've got a brother that's in the radio business, so if you ever need to buy any programming, give me a call.
All right. Did you have any of our birthday cake?
I'm on my way over there right now.
All right. Well, it's very good. There are drinks on each end, and there's coffee and tea, and help yourself and enjoy the party.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. So, Grace, how did you... You had this radio show in 1939. Mm-hmm. You'd go on for 15 minutes one night a week. What night of the week was it? Was it Sunday? Do you remember?
I can't remember. As my friends say, that's the senior moment right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
How'd you get involved in radio?
Well, I used to sing with John Skewer's band, who was a local band here in Charleston. We played for dances, different things. And then... I sang over at the Isle of Palms Pavilion, the old pavilion that they had at the time, and out at the Folly Beach Pier, the wooden pier out there. And just I've always sung. Then after I left Charleston and went to Cincinnati in 41, my singing turned more to choir singing and raising the kids and teaching them the songs.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first time you've been back to Charleston in a while?
No, I come at least two or three times a year.
Really?
Charleston has a big hold on my heart, yeah.
Well, you've seen some changes, haven't you?
Oh, every time I come, it's something different.
Mm-hmm.
I love coming, but I get a little lost when I get downtown. I have two brothers live on James Island, so most of the time I spend out there with them. and come in town occasionally. And then my son, who lives in Cincinnati, comes to Folly Beach every summer, and I come along with him. Mm-hmm. And we come into town then. But mostly we stay out on James Island. But the whole city of Charleston is just one fabulous place.
Isn't it? And yes. Have you had a chance to look at some of these photos around the room?
Oh, yes, yes. And they bring back many, many memories.
How about look at all those old radio, bunch of collectors.
Yes, I mean,
real things.
Real
Not
ones.
What we're giving away. If it's a collector series, which is great. But if you come in here, you're going to see bits and pieces of the last 60 years, and
absolutely.
Some really cool radios over there. Any of those look familiar?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so. In fact, one that my son has now, I think he made into a wine cabinet that was the old console type, and made a beautiful wine cabinet out.
Well, great.
So, you have a wonderful collection here of the old radios and the pictures, anything like this. It's just great.
Well, Grace, I'm glad you could come for this. Are you going to be here later in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the day?
Yeah, I'm going to spend the day here.
And right. Well, Grace Fleming broadcasted in 1939, and you did the show. The show originated from the Frances Marion.
Right.
Did you have an audience, or?
No audience.
Was there kind of a setting, like a studio? Now we have studios.
Just a studio. That was it, with the piano in it. And Alec Francis, who's my guitarist, brought his guitar, and that was it. It was a very simple thing, but, of course, I thought I was big stuff at the time.
Yeah, well, you were.
And it was, you know, at 18, you just think you're on top of the world, and I was.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Well, Grace, I want to thank you very much for stopping by and come back while I'm doing my show, okay?
Thank you for having me. I surely will.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Grace Fleming, she broadcasted in 1939. She had a 15-minute show one night a week, and it started at 8 p.m. where she would sing, and she had a piano and a guitarist. And, of course, if my mom is in the car right now, which she probably is, with my daughter and my dad, she heard us sing Goody Goody, and my mother used to sing that. And now we're going to talk to Frances Brenner. And Frances broadcasted live here on WTMA in 1949 to 1950. And Frances, now, I have to let you know, I was not yet, my parents hadn't even thought of me. In 1949. I just want to let you know that. But tell me about your show back in 1949.
Well,
About those microphones.
Well, I tell you, a lot of things. I thought Robert Stone was going to be here from Grayscale. He brought all these pictures here.
Right.
And he asked me to meet him here, but I don't see him. But
Grayscale
I guess,
photography.
Yeah. And I'm 86 years old. That's a little on in age. And, of course, we've been doing some research on a book that's going to come out. And it's called The Old Codger's Charleston Address Book. And it's going through Charleston street by street,
mm-hmm.
address by address. And many WTMA stories came to mind in the 30s and 40s. And I guess you might like to hear about
Sure, I would love to hear. The Old Codger's Address Book?
The Old Codger's Charleston Address Book.
Okay.
And, of course, in that day, radio was really something different from what it is to now. Robert Bradham, I don't see anything on him except something that I sent to Little Madeline, was manager of WTMA in the 40s.
Uh-huh.
And Bob started the Azalea Festival. But he was a moving spirit in WTMA. And anything that happened in the city, TMA had it. He was a promoter from way back, and he took over as manager when the newspaper owned WTMA,
mm-hmm.
the News and Courier. It was originally owned by the Atlantic Coast Life Insurance Company, which I guess somebody has certainly brought out since you started your program. The offices were in the Dock Street Theater, where we had a very neat little one, probably 10x10 studio upstairs,
mm-hmm.
and we had to be very careful when we went in there. He had a staff of people that were really in the know in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia Rett, I don't know whether you all knew that, but Alicia Rett had a program on every morning, 5 days a week, with recipes that were sent in to the station that Mr. Bradham put the show together. This was his secretary. I don't know where, and nobody seemed to know who Alicia Rett was. She played India Wilkes in Gone with the Wind. She's a little Charleston girl. She's still alive. She lives down on Trad Street. Kay Martin was my director of political meetings, and she'd cover all the different meetings that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Smith was the engineer, and he married a little girl, Louise Moseman, who worked there as a secretary, and there's a bookkeeper at WTMA. Judy Wilson was another artist that came along. June Cuthbert was a big wheel. I think he's still alive in Somerville. He was the in charge of sales. But Bill Abbott with his orchestra played on Folly Beach. We went down there and had a party down there on the weekends at Folly Beach. So WTMA, of course, was right on top. The 1949 was one of the biggest things TMA really put together.
They hired you.
Well, I had a program, the centennial of the first Brahma cattle.
The first what?
Brahma cattle.
Mm-hmm.
B-R-A-H-M-A, that came into this country from India.
Mm-hmm. It
was shipped through the port of Charleston in 1849. And I put on the festival, the centennial, 100 years later, and WTMA put out a program to send in names to name a calf, which Phil Hagman was going
to... Okay, Francis, we're going to have to finish that when we come back. I'm Nancy Wolfe, we're broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel on the corners of King and Calhoun Streets. Will be here until 6 o'clock today. Stop by, register to win all sorts of great prizes. Take a look at some of the photos from the past. And, of course, meet WTMA personalities from 1939. Right now, I'm talking to Francis Brenner. I'll be right back. I'm Nancy Wolfe.
This is WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina.